Chapter 7. Lieutenant Kotler comes to dinner. Week after week followed, and Bruno slowly understood that they were not going back to Berlin. He had to forget about playing with his friends. It slowly became harder to remember Carl and Daniel and the cafes and fruit and vegetable market. But life was not so bad at Outwith, because now he had a new friend to talk to. Every afternoon, after his classes, he took some bread from the kitchen and hid it under his coat. Then he walked along the fence and talked to Shmuel until it was time to come home.
"I'm sorry I'm late," he said one afternoon when he found Shmuel sitting on the ground waiting for him. "I was talking to Maria."
"Who's Maria?" asked Shmuel.
"She's our maid. She's very nice, though Father says she's paid too much. But I was talking to her about Pavel. He's a waiter and he prepares our vegetables. I think that he lives on your side of the fence."
"On my side?" asked Shmuel.
"Yes," said Bruno. "Do you know him? He's very old and wears a white jacket when he brings us dinner. He's from Poland too, like you. You've probably seen him."
"No," said Shmuel, shaking his head. "There are a lot of people on this side of the fence. There are thousands of us, and most are from Poland."
"Well, I thought you might know him," Bruno continued. "He was a doctor before he came here. He cleaned my cut, but Father must not know, or there will be trouble."
"The soldiers don't usually like people getting better," said Shmuel.
Bruno nodded, but he did not know what Shmuel meant. He looked up at the sky and was quiet for a moment. Then he said,
"What do you want to be when you're older?"
"I want to work in a zoo, because I like animals," said Shmuel.
"I'm going to be a soldier," said Bruno. "Not a bad one, like Lieutenant Kotler, but a good one, like Father."
"There aren't any good soldiers," said Shmuel.
"Father is a good soldier," said Bruno.
Shmuel did not answer. Both boys went quiet for a few minutes. Then Shmuel said in a low voice,
"You don't know what it's like in here."
"You don't have any sisters, do you?" asked Bruno quickly. "You're lucky. Gretel thinks she knows everything, but she was a lot of trouble from the beginning. She's always outside with Lieutenant Kotler and laughing at his jokes."
Bruno noticed his friend's face was white.
"What's wrong?" he asked.
"I don't like talking about him," Shmuel said. "He frightens me."
"He frightens me too," said Bruno. "He's not very nice to people."
Shmuel began to shake a little.
"What's the matter? Are you cold?" Bruno asked.
"Why didn't you bring a sweater? The evenings are getting colder."
When Bruno got home, he was unhappy because Lieutenant Kotler joined the family for dinner. Bruno watched Pavel while he moved around the table with the wine bottle and felt sad for him. He seemed to get smaller and thinner every week.
"Is his white jacket the same as the one he wore when he was a doctor?" Bruno thought.
After Pavel put the plates on the table with shaking hands, he stood back and did not move at all. His eyes looked very tired and wet, and Mother had to ask twice for her soup.
"Herr List doesn't like books or the theatre," said Bruno, eating his meal. He only wants us to study history. I'm starting to hate history. It's so boring.
Don't say hate, Bruno, please, said Mother.
Boring? Said Father. My son thinks that history is boring. Let me tell you.
Father moved forward in his chair and held his knife up.
History is why we are sitting in this house. It's why we are here and not in Berlin. History is making the wrong things that were done to us right.
I enjoyed history when I was at school, said Lieutenant Kotler. My father taught art at the university, but I preferred history.
I didn't know that, Kurt, said Mother. Does he still teach now?
I don't know, replied Kotler. He left Germany in 1938. We don't speak much.
Father stopped eating for a moment and frowned.
And where did he go?
He asked. Kotler's face turned a little red.
I think he is in Switzerland, he said, teaching at Bern University. We're not close. And why did he leave Germany when his country needed him most? Asked Father. Was he ill and needed the good air of Switzerland? Or did he run away from the war? But maybe this is not the right time to talk about it.
Father suddenly turned and called for more wine.
What's wrong with you tonight? He asked Pavel angrily. This is the fourth time I've had to ask for wine.
Bruno watched the old man try to open the bottle with his shaking hands. He filled Father's glass, but as he turned to fill Lieutenant Kotler's, he dropped the bottle. It fell on Kotler's legs. What happened then was terrible. Lieutenant Kotler became very angry with Pavel, and no one, not Bruno or Gretel or Mother or even Father, tried to stop him from what he did next. Later, when Bruno went to bed, he thought about Pavel and what happened at dinner. He remembered how kind Pavel was to him when he had his accident and how he cleaned his cut. He knew Father was a kind man, so why didn't he stop Lieutenant Kotler from getting so angry with Pavel? If that was the kind of thing which happened at Outwith, Bruno decided, then he must not make any trouble. Somebody did not like it.